This is a CHOI news report. Lisa Marie Barron, the NDP Member of Parliament for Nanaimo Ladysmith, is calling on the federal government to support a ceasefire as the war between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip enters its third week.
We're seeing the impacts of a ceasefire not being called. We're seeing children and families and innocent civilians being bombed and dying. We need to see an end to that. And so we also need to see the release of hostages, all hostages, including the Canadians that are amongst them, and getting them home. And then, of course, people need to see humanitarian aid to ensure that they're able to survive while this is all unfolding.
The entire NDP caucus signed a letter to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday, saying that this is the worst crisis in the Middle East in our lifetime and that your government is failing to meet this moment. The NDP is calling on the government to support a ceasefire and the release of all hostages, demand humanitarian access to Gaza, help Canadians leave the region, support investigations into breaches of international law, halt arms sales to Israel, and help stop illegal arms transfers to Hamas, advocate for an end to the occupation of the Palestinian territories and work towards a two-state solution, and to work with partners on counterterrorism in the region. Sarah Kashawi moved to Canada in 2011 with her family, but she still has dozens of extended family members in Gaza who have had to flee with hundreds of thousands of others as Israeli forces pushed into Gaza City this week.
We are originally from the north part where we were told to evacuate. So my family are evacuated. Oh, right now they are residing in another house with many other families. The rooms, it's like you'd say like a two-bedroom or three-bedroom, hold up to 70 people. Everybody kind of sleeps together. So it's not the best conditions. They have limited access to food and water, and that's been, you know, running out. So it's not the best conditions. However, my family is very fortunate right now that they do have a place over their head.
There are also widespread issues with communication and internet infrastructure in Gaza, sometimes leaving people waiting days to hear from their relatives.
My uncle sent something last night, and I heard from my cousin Tuesday night for us. So we have been getting some, you know, messages of, yes, we're okay, and things like that. So I'm happy my family are all alive right now.
On Wednesday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke to reporters about the war in Gaza.
We, of course, continue to unequivocally condemn Hamas's abhorrent terrorism, and Israel has the right to defend itself. But the price of justice cannot be the continued suffering of all Palestinian civilians. We are deeply concerned by the catastrophic impact on the population in Gaza, particularly on children, which is why we are calling for humanitarian aid and water and fuel to flow into Gaza. We're calling on humanitarian pauses to allow that to happen. We're calling on the liberation of hostages, on aid to flow in, and on Canadians and their families to get out of Gaza.
Barron says a humanitarian pause is not enough.
I appreciate that they're using, that they're calling for a humanitarian pause. I would absolutely agree that that is necessary to ensure that people are accessing the resources, the food, the shelter that they need, but it's definitely not strong enough, and it's not enough. If people are still being bombed and not able to access a safe place, then the humanitarian aid can only go so far. We need to see people's lives being saved with a ceasefire, and that humanitarian pause is a step in the right direction, which I would like to think is the result of the pressure that's being applied to the Liberals from so many across our country.
Kashawi appreciates that the NDP are calling for a ceasefire.
It's good that there's that call and that push for a ceasefire. This is immediately what we need right now. And I'm glad to use the language of ceasefire rather than humanitarian pause. We don't need to get little food and water while being constantly bombed in Gaza. They need to have a ceasefire immediately. So I was happy with the use of that language.
On Thursday, Trudeau told reporters that the government is working to get approximately 400 Canadian citizens and permanent residents out of Gaza.
We're going to continue to work extremely hard to get all Canadians and their families out of Gaza. Obviously, the Rafah crossing is an extremely complicated place right now. We're pushing on our friends in Israel, on our friends in Egypt, working with Americans and others to make sure that the Canadian families get on the list.
Kashawi says none of her family in Gaza are Canadian citizens, but also that they don't want to leave Gaza.
As Palestinians in general, we're not looking to get out of a war zone. We're looking for the war to stop being on us. We are firm in the fact that this is our land. And getting out is temporary just for our own safety because there is ethnic cleansing and carpet bombing happening. However, that need to come to Canada or to leave Gaza has not been expressed by any of the people that I know that are in Gaza.
Barron says the war in Israel and Gaza is spilling over to the local community and people are feeling unsafe.
One thing I want to make sure that I mention to you is that I am getting people in Nanaimo, Ladysmith that are reaching out and are feeling fearful for their safety. They're staying home. They're afraid to go out. They're afraid that they'll be identified as Jewish or Palestinian or Islamic and are staying home out of fear for their safety. And so the implications of the tragic bombings and violence that's happening in Israel and Palestine are trickling right into our communities.
According to a spokesperson for the Nanaimo RCMP, there have not been any hate-motivated crimes reported to police, but police are monitoring the situation and providing outreach within the community. According to Statistics Canada, there are 502 anti-Jewish crimes reported in Canada in 2022, while there were 108 reported crimes against Muslims and 172 reports of crimes motivated by hatred of Arab or West Asian people. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.